You may recall a conversation on this program back in October about a group of young whooping cranes leaving Wisconsin, migrating to Florida. In fact, being taught to migrate. They were following ultralight aircraft. The trip is over. It took 48 days. Six whooping cranes have landed in Florida along the central west coast. Chuck Underwood of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has been part of this mission the entire way. Are you surprised or relieved to make it to Florida? What's it like?
More like elated. It has been a very long journey for us. There have been a lot of obstacles, and both myself and the rest of the team are now very happy that we are just moments away from actually finishing the complete trip.
And that would be installing the whooping cranes in their winter home?
That's correct. What we're looking to do is, over the next day or so, we will move the cranes from their current staging location in Citrus County, Florida, out to the Chaska-Hawiska National Wildlife Refuge. The actual distance is only like 5 miles from where they're at now to where they hope to spend the winter. And the deal there is just to provide us with an opportunity to have perfect weather and opportunity to get their aircraft out there.
Six whooping cranes came. How many did you leave Wisconsin with?
We left Wisconsin with 8 whooping cranes altogether. We did lose one whooping crane during a seasonally high windstorm that knocked the pin down. The crane escaped and flew into our power line and was killed. We have another bird that we had been trucking from site to site. That bird left the group from the very first stop. It took off on its own and showed some behavioral problems.
And how's it doing otherwise?
Otherwise, that bird is doing quite well. It's very healthy. Its flock mates accept it back into the pen every night. What we're hoping to do is we'll go ahead and release that bird with the other 6 that have been flying, and then in spring, we would hope that that bird would then follow its flock mates back up north.
What has a typical day been like? You've had how many aircraft up?
We have 3 ultralight aircraft that actually fly with the birds, 2 that lead the birds, and 1 that flies close in, kind of a scout position. Kind of keeps an eye out and serves as your eyes in the back of your head, so to speak, for the pilots who are leading the birds. We also have a Cessna 182 that flies what we call top cover. The ultralight is a very low wattage radio, so the top cover aircraft provides the communications link between the aircraft and the ground crew that are following.
So the idea is the birds will spend the winter there in Florida, then go back to Wisconsin, and next year be able to follow the same route back to Florida?
That's absolutely correct. We found that once you show a migratory bird the route south, they'll find their own way back north, and then when it comes time for the southerly route again, they make their way back down without any help at all.
Mr. Underwood, it seems like quite a bother to go through simply to get 6 or 7 cranes down to Florida.
Well, this year we have only 6 or 7 cranes. The goal in the next 4 to 5 years is to add to that group as many as 18 birds a year. As we add to the group, we hope to slowly begin establishing a flock of migratory birds in the eastern North America flyway, trying to restore what we have lost over 100 years ago.
Mr. Underwood, thank you for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Chuck Underwood of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service speaking to us from Crystal River on the west coast of Florida. There is more about migrating birds on our website. You'll find that at npr.org.